The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the guests, hosts, or WSPN. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless written approval is given. Now, the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and Lynn Goodness.
Good morning. This is your host, Rick Thompson, and I'm glad to be with you on this beautiful fall day in the middle of October. It's just such a beautiful time of the year that you can't help wanting it to be half of the year and then summer half of the year. But anyway, this is a special version of Talk Saratoga. It's Friday, and there is a reason why we're doing this special informative show. As everyone remembers, last year we had a charter vote on changing the form of government. With over 9,000 votes casted, it lost by 10 votes. And the county attorney and the county board of election, the two commissioners of the Board of Election, refused to do a recount. So that's been held up in limbo all this time. The commission last year was put together by then Mayor Joanne Epson of all citizens of every different background. You had a college professor, accountants, attorneys, people that knew forms of government, and it was a great commission. They took their time, studied everything, and decided that a city manager form of government with a mayor and council would have been the best form of government for Saratoga Springs. Meg Kelly, who was then deputy mayor, and won election on backing that proposal, as did all the winning members of the council, backed the change of form of government, except for the three commissioners that vehemently opposed any change of form. But in any case, Meg Kelly won the mayor's spot in the election day last year. And as soon as she became mayor, she appointed a commission made up of the current commissioners and their deputies. And the chairman of the commission was the city attorney. Not one citizen was put on the commission. And Meg Kelly immediately lost favor with those who, over 4,000 some odd people that voted for a change of the form of government, wondering why did she appoint a commission to look at tweaking our current charter, keeping the form of government, but just tweaking it. So I want to read a letter that the commission put out, last year's commission put out, and it'll give you some idea of what's going on. And here we go. Dear friends, I have been asked in recent weeks how I feel about the proposed changes to the city charter. My thoughts are in the open letter below that I and my colleagues from the 2016-2017 Charter Commission have signed. So I am asking all my friends in Saratoga Springs to please vote no on both charter questions on November the 6th. Gordon Boyd, who was treasurer of the last year's commission. Vote no on the proposed charter. Dear friends, as former members of the 2016-2017 Charter Review Commission, we strongly urge a no vote on this year's proposed changes to the Saratoga Springs Charter. The proposed charter was developed with little input from the public. It weakens the position of the mayor and does not separate legislative responsibilities from administrating laws. The citizens of Saratoga Springs deserve better government than this. The proposed charter is an inside job designed to serve the interests of the city council members who wrote it at the expense of the citizens. There are two proposals on the ballot, and both merit no votes. A yes vote is a vote for unlimited city council salaries, lack of management accountability, and more patronage and self-dealing in city government. Vote no. Please tell your friends. We do not have any funding for mailings or ads and have to rely on the word of mouth and social media. 1. The 2018 Charter Commission is the 4 city council members and their deputies and the city attorney. All are city employees. There were no private citizens on the Charter Review Commission. This is not a single charter review commission in the history of Saratoga Springs or New York that does not have any private citizens. It is a case of the fox guarding the hen house. Please vote no. Number 2, Saratoga Springs voters should not give city council members a blank check to set their own salaries and benefits. Under the current charter, the existing salaries for the commissioner and mayor are set at $14,500. The 2018 Charter Commission members removed those constitutional salary limits. Under the proposed charter, the commissioners and mayors get to set their own salary increases. This is bad public policy and government without oversight. Please vote no. The proposed charter has no limits on salary. Why? According to the Charter Commission chair, D. Leonardis said, there is general consensus that the salaries are inadequate. Similarly, the council and their deputies maintain the policy of council members receiving taxpayer-funded lifetime health insurance benefits after serving 10 years in a part-time position. This new proposal adds fuel to the incentives to runaway costs of our local government. Please vote no. Number 3, there are no savings, only increased costs. The official mission of the 2018 charter reform was to find organizational efficiencies. Their own estimate of the potential savings of their charter is zero. Moreover, their estimate does not include the $67,000 raise they gave the commission chair and city attorney, Vince DeLeonardis, to go from 30 to 40 hours a week. The new charter does not include the significant salary increases of creating a human resource administrator in Title 10. Please vote no. The 2018 commission is using taxpayer funds to run a political campaign to protect their jobs. First, the 2018 commission spent $7,500 of taxpayer dollars to Public Opinion Strategies, a prominent Republican polling firm in Alexandria, Virginia, that asked individuals what party they belonged to and how they voted on the 2017 charter. Second, it used taxpayer funding to send a political mailer to every voter in the city. The mailer does not even state that their proposed charter would continue the commission form of government. Why are they hiding the truth? It is designed to confuse voters who supported the 2017 charter into voting for the 2018 charter. The mailer never states the difference between the 2010 and 2018 proposed charters. Please vote no. Number 5, Saratoga Springs does not want a ceremonial mayor. The proposed charter would leave Saratoga Springs with the weakest mayor in New York State. The mayor is stripped of their appointment powers for the city attorney and land use boards. The recreation department is taken from the mayor and given to the public works commissioner. The mayor no longer has the sole authority to give the state of the city address or represent the city to the state. A weak ceremonial mayor is not in the best interest of Saratoga Springs. Please vote no. Number six, the proposed organizational changes are a recipe for confusion and diminished accountability. Under the proposed charter, the city attorney, director of risk and safety, human resource director, and information technology director are no longer accountable to any of the elected commissioners, but to the city council as a whole. Having five or seven bosses means no one is responsible. Anyone who has worked in any sizable organization knows that if you have five bosses, you really have no boss. When decisions are needed, only dysfunction will ensue given this structure. Citizen access to these services will be limited, with no elected official to turn to for help. Please vote no. Number seven, keep politics out of the Recreation Department. Giving the Public Works Commissioner authority over the Recreation Department is likely to result in our children being an afterthought and given low priority. The Public Works has more important responsibilities, like maintaining the city's drinking water and city streets, to be responsible for scheduling soccer games as well. Vote no. The proposed new two city council members are junior council members. The proposed charter states they shall have no powers or authority to serve or act as administrators or directors of any city department or entity. They shall not have deputies, but they shall have entitlement to such employees as the council may determine. Why have two classes of council members? The new proposal dilutes the authority of the mayor, adds two positions without the same authorities as the other commissioners, and allows commissioners to set their own salaries. Show us the real purpose of the proposed charter: to strengthen the existing commissioners' powers and fill their pockets with more of our public funds. Please vote no. By voting no to the charter referendums on November 6th, Saratogians can reject this inside job. They can demand a charter reform process that includes citizen input, instills checks and balances to political power, and make structural changes that modernize our government and keep pace with our city's rapid growth. Fellow Saratogians, you deserve better. Signed by the 2017 Charter Commission, Jeff Altamari, Gordon Boyd, Ann Casey Bullock, Laura Chotis, Pat Kane, B.K. Karamati, Maniti Sigvani, Barb Thomas, Bob Turner, and Beth Wertman. And I want to apologize for pronouncing Manita's last name. I do apologize. But again, this charter was put together by the commissioners and their employees, the deputy commissioners, who would never go against their bosses for fear of their job. And I have to tell you, everybody that I've spoken to in the last 3 or 4 weeks is dead set against revising this charter, adding two more commissioners on, as we call them, junior commissioners, because they really do not have any power, but they do have a salary. And one of the things about this commission as compared to last year's, the commissioners last year wanted a fiscal impact study, which was put together showing the savings that would happen if the form of government changed, and extrapolating out to maybe three to five years. Under this current charter, when they couldn't find or estimate the cost, the new cost of what this charter would propose, they used zero. We know for a fact that if it goes through, there will be two additional commissioners. And in their salary structure, they put zero. They can't estimate any costs, so they come up with a zero financial plan, which it doesn't serve the city well and just makes a mockery on another point of this 2018 commission. So there you have it. Some statements from last year's commission on why this tweaked law of the city, our charter, is not in the best interest of Saratogians. I want to thank you for listening to this. You can go to our page, www.saratogabroadcasting.com, and just scroll down to Talk Saratoga, and you can listen to any of our previous podcasts. We have interesting guests on Talk Saratoga, and if you listen and missed one, they're up on our podcast page, Talk Saratoga. And I'm your host, Rick Thompson, and I hope you have a great day and a better weekend. And you can listen to tomorrow's show on Skidmore Radio, 91.1 FM. We have as a guest Ann Libitor, who is a reporter from the Albany Times Union. So enjoy yourself, and hopefully you'll hear about tomorrow. Thank you.